You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. First person to get through today was Andrew. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Oh, it's a snow day. Work was canceled. So, hanging out with the kids, hanging out with the wife, doing some shopping.
Oh, all right.
What industry are you in that was canceled by snow?
Construction. The job site had too much snow. They're working on removing all the snow today.
Are you building houses, or what's the construction?
Building the airport.
Oh, wow.
Where's the airport?
DIA. I'm working on some of the projects they have going on out there.
That's kind of cool.
I got to know. What's the project? What are they building?
They're expanding the concourses in each direction, east and west. And
cool, man.
It's interesting the way when they built that airport, they did allow for expansion those directions. So,
it's becoming a mega airport, isn't it? This is huge.
There's plans for it to even be bigger.
Wow.
My goodness.
Wow. You ever buy any of the food out on the concourses out there, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of which concourse it is. I want to say it's the C concourse. Is that the one that's got the Silver Bullet Cafe or something?
I don't know about that one.
I think so, because that's the one that has the real, I told Jeremy, has nachos done properly. In other words, they layer them perfectly. Mm. It's not a big pile of chips, just stuff on top. They actually layer them.
It's like
they did.
It's like nachos lasagna is what it is.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yum.
Well, that's where I'm going for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, go get those nachos. And then report back to me, because if they stop doing it properly, then I want to know so I can stop giving them shout-outs. Okay?
Absolutely.
You get out there and they're like, oh, no, we did that for a while. Now we're just plopping stuff on top of a big, hairy pile of chips. And
Dom's going to raise some hell.
That's right. I'll storm out there right away. Let's play Rattle Off. Andrew, you ready?
I am.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need 5 countries that you would find in either Central or South America. 5 countries from Central or South America. Ready and go.
Argentina, Brazil, Chile.
Darn it.
You got 3.
Colombia?
Geography is not my forte in any way.
Peru, Panama, Ecuador.
Panama. Well, buddy.
But you know what? You got nachos in your future.
And you got the day off.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Thanks for your work and have a great day. All right, bud?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Andrew.
And there he goes. Here's Corinne. Hi, Corinne. Good morning.
Hi.
What's up with you today?
Oh, not much. Just running around and doing a couple things, and then I'm just going to hang out at home.
Pop a squat, huh?
Yep.
What kind of errands are you running?
Oh, groceries, and got to get a couple clothing items for my son who's outgrowing his, and, you know.
We're in that boat, too. It's like, Reed, my son is just constantly going through jeans.
Yep.
It's like
same.
You buy them and then 2 weeks later they're, you know, up around his knees.
You know, it's too bad that you don't have another boy that you can pass those clothes down to, right? The old hand-me-downs.
That's right. Yep.
And my son is super tall and lean, and so he should be in like a 4 around the waist, but like a 8 lengthwise. So it's extremely hard to find him pants.
No.
What a world.
Wear sweats every day, I guess.
What a world. Well, that is the thing. It is funny because kids now, they don't want to wear jeans. Everything is these like tapered leg track suit pant looking things. It's all about
that's
comfort
what he's
now.
Wearing right now.
Yeah, it's so weird because Reed's like, I can't wear jeans anymore. They, you know, I'll get made fun of if I wear jeans.
They're not cool anymore.
I'm like,
huh?
Are you kidding me? Jeans are the best. All softy pants now.
Yeah. Well, let's play some Rattle Off. Corinne, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't want this one to freak you out, because this one is the kind that has the tendency to put people back on their heels when it's really quite simple, but it just freaks people out. So don't overthink it. 10 seconds. We want five things that cost $5 or less. Five things that cost $5 or less. Ready and go.
Gum, a candy bar, water, an energy drink, fruit, a magazine.
That right there is plenty.
You did it.
I would have even taken the individual fruits if you'd said an apple, a banana, an orange.
Yep.
But you know what, shopping Corinne, you're a winner.
Good job.
Way to slay it. Hey,
that was exciting.
Well, that was certainly exciting, wasn't it? Listen, if you will stand by, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.